In Psalms 119, the writer said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. I will meditate in your precepts, and have respect unto your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of the law." Oh, hallelujah. I understand what the writer was saying. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. The word of God is the preacher's manual. Paul said to Timothy, "Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." In the hours when the minister is alone with the scripture, he needs the enlightening power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author of the word. Why is it that sometimes we read a passage of scripture and see nothing? Again, we read that same verse and the word seems to jump off of the page. The Spirit makes the difference. When a man retires to his study and opens up the precious Bible, before he reads a passage or makes a note, he should put his soul and heart in tune with the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that brings light and understanding. It is the Spirit which helps men to rightly divide the word of truth. Without being in touch with the author of the word, people tend to read their own private thoughts into the word. People find scriptures to justify their pet ideas or pet projects. They become guilty of prostituting the pulpit and handling the word deceitfully. Paul says, "But we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ." Unless one rightly divides the word, he cannot truly understand the word of God. It is right here, and rightly dividing the scriptures, that the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding is needed today. Although the Spirit illuminates and warms the heart in the study and in the prayer closet, it is the actual deliverance of the sermon that the Spirit work is most obvious. The anointing makes the difference. What is the anointing of the Holy Ghost? It is something which some misunderstand. Some people confuse human expressions or mannerism for the anointing. For example, the anointed preacher may speak rapidly in a loud, exciting voice, but loudness and excitement are not in themselves the anointing of the Spirit. There is a difference between inspiration and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Men sometimes feel inspiration. Artists are inspired to paint. Writers inspired to write. And politicians wax warm on their favorite themes. I believe that there are many preachers who preach quite well in human terms, solely from human inspiration. But inspiration is not necessarily the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Most of us have our favorite types of speakers, as did the New Testament believers. We enjoy listening to some preachers more than others. Some men are more logical, some more easily understood, some more pleasing in terms of voice or style. But we ought not to confuse human attributes or talents with the anointing of God's Spirit. There is and there always will remain something mysterious and miraculous about preaching. In the pulpit, under the anointing of God's Spirit, ministers often speak and act beyond themselves. There are times when a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, or revelations comes to the preacher right out of heaven. Men who preach under the anointing of God's Spirit understand the importance of research and study. They know even more certainly that it will take the Holy Spirit to make their words live. It is the Spirit which burns in the soul, and which so often unexpectedly turns a sermon's minor point into the primary thrust of the message. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.